Did you hear about the quarterback's girlfriend who was faithful to the end? Good morning. Got a bunch of special guests today. Very, very special guests. You heard them groaning at that joke I just pulled. And in honor of my very special guest, I want to do a tune that I hope he hasn't heard before. It was written for me by Lee Hale, one of the musical directors of the Dean Martin show, and it goes like this. I've got my ukulele, and I've got my smile, 'cause I know my ukulele is back in style. It seems that any music takes on brand new charms with my loving one beside me and my ukulele in my arms. Oh, gee, me and my ukulele, my ukulele and me, we always sound so swell together, we agree. In a shady nook with me and my pretty baby and me, we get along so swell together, we three. Not a doubt of it, gee, but we are pleasant company. When we're making perfect harmony, now that we've found each other, around each other we'll be. My pretty baby, my ukulele, and me. My pretty baby, my ukulele, another baby, my ukulele, my pretty baby, my ukulele, and me. I thank you for that very nice reception of that tune. That was in your honor. Don Ho, who is our guest today.
Thank you, Arthur.
Don Ho from Hawaii with the Ali'is and a lovely little Hawaiian dish called Robin Wilson. And Richard Hayes.
Aloha.
Who is quite a... he's quite a bowl of poi himself, that Richard. Well, Don, first thing we have to do is get you folks all lined up here with the Ali'is and do us one of your songs. I want you to get this voice and remember it now from the records and listen carefully. Don Ho and the Ali'is. Hey, what's the matter? You're not going to work in this number?
I don't work half the time. I have my Ali'is singing on this one, Arthur. I'll be... Maybe at the end of the show I'll do something.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, you know, after all. Your bill, you know, I paid my money here. I wanted you to start. But these Ali'is are so good. Introduce them to us singly, will you?
All right. On piano, we have Joe Mundo. And by the way, he was born here in Manhattan, the only one in the group, and raised in Hawaii. His father's a reverend. And on the drums is Al Akana from very wealthy family on the Big Island, the Parker Ranch family.
So he's not going to play either.
He's the one with Plenty Lai. Yeah?
He plays for love. Lai, right. Kala.
All right.
And on bass is Manny Lagad Lagad is our...
that's a Hawaiian name if I ever heard.
He's the one that slays all the girls. And on guitar, Benny Chung, he's the one that really great on guitar. Little jazz guitarist here. And King Kong on the vibe, Rudy Aquino. King Kong. Okay. And they sing and play.
And together they are called the Ali'is.
Ali'is means which chiefs or noblemen.
Okay. All right. I was going to translate, but I don't need to anymore. I got the best one here. Okay, here are the Ali'is.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny,
honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing for making whoopee. Picture a little of mist down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love mist. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. For those who think.
Boy, I like those Hawaiian songs. They got those marvelous romantic harmonies. And...
yeah. Don, at least you could applaud a little bit, you know, when they finish. You could make it sound like a big bunch in here. Anything I love about the Hawaiians is they're not lazy. They just don't want to work. Come on, you do one now, okay. Will you? Please. Don Ho. This time we got... you want to do it with Robin? You're going to do one with Robin. Okay, he does a duet with her. Robin Wilson. She's a cute little bowl of poi, about 5 feet tall.
This song, can I explain the song?
Oh, please do.
Okay, this song is two songs put together. In the background, you'll hear Robin singing I Remember You, which was the first song that we would say, that started a new era in Hawaiian music as far as educating the American public, per se, about the kind of music we do there. Which is, see, Hawaii is so American and people don't know it. We still have our paradise, you know, but we do songs like this because it has a universal meaning, and we'll combine two songs, I Remember You and She's Gone Again, two very beautiful stories. She's gone again and left me here without one tender word. Why did she make my love seem absurd? I may be a fool, but I love her in every way. Each and every day she's gone, skies are gray.
I'll remember you.
She's gone again.
Your voice.
The summer's gone.
As the warm.
And darkness falls again.
Summer breeze.
Sorrow's knocking on my
your
door. On my voice,
I'll remember you.
It's crying in the night, sighing in the night. She's gone, and lonely are the nights.
To your arms someday,
back again to me, so that all may see she's mine. And she will always be.
It's a far cry from that stuff you thought you were going to hear in that mention.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
You do a radio show on
KHVH.
KHVH in Honolulu.
We're so long for that.
And my and my program follows you
yes,
every day.
Yes, you come right on. Yes, and I hear
at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, Dick.
That's the time we're on there?
That's right. He used to do a morning show, but he can't get up till 3 p.m, so they put it on now 5 o'clock. And so I follow him. And I just wanted to ask, you get lots of mail on the show, no?
Yes.
They send you gags and funny things?
I get a lot of fan mail. They don't send me jokes.
No joke? No. Oh, we get jokes because the whole thing is a laugh now, you know. But I get some of them that are pretty funny, like, for example, this one. If your palms itch, it's a sign that you're going to get something. If your head itches, you got it. That's the kind of jokes I get, see?
You can use that, Don.
We kind of twist things around over here.
I want you to know I twisted that one a little bit, too. We have a tune here we want to do. Long years ago, I recorded this thing in an entirely different manner than that which we're going to use now. You see, Richard has got a very bad case of laryngitis today. He prefers scotch, but somebody sent him a case of this. And therefore, he's not singing. Everybody knows he can sing. Everybody knows I can't, so I have to keep trying to prove it to somebody. And we come up with something like this.
Now, Rama said you have a very, very, what do you say?
Warm voice.
Very warm? Well, that's nice to hear, honey.
She
that's
said to
awful nice to hear. Now, I'm going to take the banjo and wham it in here once or twice.
I don't know if she said you had a warm voice. I heard her say something that wasn't so hot.
And she's right on both counts. Over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is some.
somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked. A-vo-de-o-do, a-vo-de-o-do before, oh, oh, oh.
That's the latest sound, yeah. Kind of nuts, huh?
Hey, Lou McGarity, they just called up. You won the kazoo poll and dumb.
Boy, those three kazoos were something there, weren't they? When a girl sings with them, and occasionally we do have a girl singing with those four guys, we call them the Feckless Five. Uh-huh. Robin, would you do me something? Would you sing me that song I heard you singing by yourself? When I first came in?
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Soon It's Gonna Rain.
Yeah. Soon It's Gonna Rain. This is Robin Wilson of the Don Ho Troupe.
Arthur, like Don told you about the song that Cui wrote, I'd like to tell you why this song is so wonderful to me, because in Hawaii, you know, the weather's always very warm and people are always on the beach all day long. They play cards and they go swimming. And at night, everybody drinks and, you know, they go to work and they do things. But when it rains in Hawaii, everybody kind of sits in the apartments or their houses and their homes, and they watch television and drink beer and eat popcorn, and everyone kind of gets together and talks. And usually that's when people meet other people that they've seen for a long, long time but never really got to meet them, and they fall in love, and it's kind of groovy, you know.
Mm.
And so that all rains about like 3 weeks out of the year, you know, just rain. And that's why I like this song, because it's kind of like Hawaii to me.
That's marvelous. The only trouble with that is only 3 weeks a year you get to know each other, huh? For 49 weeks, you know nobody.
We schemed the other 49.
What's the title of the song now?
Soon It's Gonna Rain.
Soon It's Gonna Rain, and I'll meet somebody.
Soon it's gonna rain. I can feel it. Soon it's gonna rain. I can tell. Soon it's gonna rain. What are we gonna do?
That's very nice.
You know, it was in Hawaii that I learned to love rain, but I didn't know why.
When it rains there, nobody runs out of it. They stay in it, you know, because it's the sun's shining and it'll passes over the island.
So beautiful. Many times I see it rain on one side of the street and on the other side it was dry. Sometimes you see that when we're out on the beach at Waikiki and the rain is coming and the boys, the beach boys, holler, "Ua come, ua come. Rain is coming," and we keep right on going with the surfboards and the canoes and the swimming, and it's marvelous. It never gets cold.
You know, at Duke Hanamoko's when it rains, and Don's up there, and the rain's falling, it's kind of outside, too, and the rain falls.
Yes.
And they sing the mushy songs or something like that, you know, or the fun songs. Everybody just plays and laughs, and you look outside, and it's raining, and Don says, "Well, it's time to go home, the light men and everything, you know," and the policemen come in out from side, you know, they bring the customers, you know, they see nothing goes on. The bouncers come in and everyone sits around and he sings until like 6 o'clock in the morning, you know. It's an excuse to stay in and listen to him.
Oh, it's wonderful in Hawaii. Gee, unfortunately, the time goes so fast when we're sitting around here. Couldn't we have just one old-fashioned Hawaiian song? Aohe yo wale yo e le aloha. Oh, oh, eh, no kau, ya aloha, sing it with me. Aloha, no wau, ya oh, eh, nane, ya mai, ho, ikau.
Your turn.
No, I'm going to sing you the English words now.
Oh.
Le aloha, I love you, I adore you. Le aloha, there was no one before you. But hereafter, no laughter will fill the night with music until your heart belongs to me, le aloha.
Beautiful.
That goes way back.
Yeah.
Chick Daniels. Famous.
You know Chick when he wrote that line, le aloha, there was no one before you. What a lot of ho-ho molly molly, huh? Wow, me.
Okay. He's a legend.
He sure is. You see him around?
Oh, quite often.
Good. He doesn't see you half the time, but you can see him. Aloha. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.